Se habla de usted como un ejemplo de perseverancia. ¿Cuántas veces rechazaron sus solicitudes de financiación para investigar las posibilidades terapéuticas del ARN mensajero?
I did not really count it. At the beginning, I was writing almost every month an application, and then later, I just performed the experiments. But like four or five major fields when I investigated and submitted the grants that was for the NIH was not funded.
¿Cuál es el concepto que hay detrás de una terapia de ARN mensajero? ¿Qué efecto induce en el organismo?
So the mRNA became well known for the vaccination, but prior to that already was used as a therapeutic for heart failure and healing wounds of the necrotic wounds in the patient, diabetic patient. And the mRNA is, we did not invent it, nature invented it, it is present in our body, and it is very transient, very quickly degrade, but it is enough time to produce a protein, which is hopefully has therapeutic value. That was my focus always. I did not want to make vaccine. I want to make RNA code for therapeutic protein. And so it is a short-lived product which carries the information what protein to produce.
Bueno, las vacunas contra la COVID-19 han sido el gran éxito de este tipo de terapias, pero al principio de todo, cuando pensaba en las posibilidades que ofrecía, ¿qué tipo de enfermedades pensaba que se podrían tratar, que se podrían llegar a curar?
So at BioNTech, what we started with is a therapeutic use of mRNA, and this is for cancer therapy. And when messenger RNA coding for four different cytokines was injected to the tumors. We did animal experiment, and which is this treatment, so this is not vaccine, the mRNA codes for cytokines, translated in the tumor in the mice, and then the train made the cold tumor hot, immune cells migrated there, and when they circulated, they could eliminate metastatic cells in the lung. And this entered to clinical trial with Sanofi, and we will see the result of it. So this was for oncology application, but other therapy, which mRNA codes for antibody, also used for oncology treatment, and it is in clinical trial at BioNTech. So the mRNA codes for therapeutic proteins, antibodies or cytokines, and help the patient immune system.
En 2005, en colaboración con Drew Weissman, descubrieron cómo modificar el ARN de forma que el sistema inmunitario no logre detectarlo. ¿Por qué fue este un punto de inflexión en su trabajo y por qué se le llama el encuentro ante la fotocopiadora?
Yeah, so luckily that time, 1997 or 98, when we met, I usually copied the publication from 2002. I digitally downloaded, so if happens, you know, earlier, then I never meet Drew Weissman. But the 2005 publication was not turning point on a way that nobody recognized the importance. And so we were discovering this modification that it lowered and eliminated immune activation. We still worked on how to purify the RNA because we recognized that it's also the mRNA contains double-stranded contaminants. So we worked out a procedure for that. So we keep working and improving the RNA. And another publication came out in 2010, which described what we discovered. And that was rediscovering, you know, our discovery. So 2005, nobody took a notice.
¿Se puede diseñar ARN a la carta para inducir cualquier tipo de respuesta en el organismo?
So we design always on the DNA because the RNA made from the DNA template, and we just can order. We can order from companies who are synthesizing genes, and you order any genes, and you can generate the RNA from. It's about like 100 RNA copies made from one piece of DNA, and anything you want can be made. Of course, you know, actually, I can just mention that there are limitations. So private person cannot order viral and other product, so they are not sending out. But technically, you know, could have anything can be synthesized.
¿Qué capacidad tienen estas terapias de adaptarse a cambios? Pongamos el ejemplo de las vacunas contra la COVID-19 cuando surgen nuevas mutaciones del virus.
So all of the new variants, how we call them, all of the new variants, human clinical trial were started. But it never extended beyond phase one because it turned out that the original vaccine was also as protective as the new one. So you already heard also Omicron also, there were variants for that vaccination was generated. So vaccine was generated for Omicron, and maybe if we find that it is something is better, then it will be used.
El 9 de noviembre de 2020, Pfizer y BioNTech anunciaron que las vacunas contra la COVID-19 eran eficaces. ¿Cómo se sintió ese día?
I learned the prior day, November 8th, which my daughter's birthday, and with my husband we celebrated when I get the call from Ugur Sahin that worked so well, the vaccine, and I expected that it will be, because with Drew Weissman and Norbert Pardee, we already have seen that every vaccine, whether it was for Zika or HIV, in animal studies, it works so well. And so expected that it will be effective for Corona. And also we have seen the phase 1-2 data that the vaccinated people made a very high level of antibody. So I expected, but I am not a vaccine expert, you know, really I want to make therapeutic use. So expectation, you know, from me, it was like maybe I was naive on that, but I expected.
¿Y podrían llegar a desarrollarse vacunas universales contra diferentes tipos de coronavirus, contra diferentes cepas de la gripe, para no tener que andar cambiando año tras año, por ejemplo, la vacuna, que no llega a ser 100% eficaz? ¿Puede ser el ARN mensajero una solución para patógenos que mutan mucho y que, por lo tanto, suponen un problema a la hora de elaborar las vacunas?
Yeah, so there were a lot of effort was made to make universal influenza vaccine, for example. We also published on that, where we are targeted a more conserved part, not the hemagglutinin, but, you know, the stalk part of the virus, so that and generated mRNA virus. This was not a clinical trial yet, but effort for corona also to get they called pan-corona vaccine, identifying a conserved region of different kind of coronaviruses and try to see those conserved region to target with mRNA vaccine is in the making. Then it would mean that vaccinating with such mRNA would protect against all corona. And scientists are working on, and human trial is not on yet, but animal trial is in plan. And Drew Weissman, you can ask him, because he is designing a pan-corona vaccine.
¿Y cuál sería el siguiente hito en relación a las posibilidades terapéuticas que tiene la tecnología de ARN mensajero? Algo ha mencionado antes, pero ¿en qué área terapéutica están los ensayos clínicos más avanzados y podríamos esperar los siguientes resultados?
The next approved product, mRNA product, might come from the heart failure, you know, treatment for VEGF-A mRNA, because it finished the phase 2 trial. But the phase 3 trial for other vaccines, I think the CMV and RSV by Moderna already injected the first patient, vaccinated the first patient for phase 3 trial, and there are 3,000 people will be injected. So there are some vaccine trial might be finished phase 3 and get approval, or, you know, the heart failure, or I can say also very successful was the Intellia using the mRNA for permanently curing people who had this amyloidosis, transthyretin amyloidosis, and maybe from the therapeutic field, maybe that gene therapy application will advance very quickly.
En algún momento pensó en abandonar esta vía de investigación, por ejemplo, cuando cerraron su laboratorio en Estados Unidos o cuando casi la expulsan del país.
Yeah, so not really. I was having fun in the lab, and then as long as somebody was paying my salary, and that was not much, of course. And in the neurosurgery, I surprisingly, neurosurgery, you know, I was working there 17 years, and I got funding, and I performed the experiment, and I, you know, I always had one or two enthusiastic colleagues that who believed that mRNA will be helpful, and so I not really looked for another job. I tried to use the mRNA, and I'm so happy now that my colleagues who in the 1989 hired me or who saved me to 97 to get the position at the neurosurgery, they are coming to the, when I get an award, and we are coming together and now planning new things we will do, new application of the RNA. So they are still enthusiastic about RNA.
Antes de que la pandemia de COVID-19 pusiera de manifiesto la importancia que tiene esta tecnología, ¿habían dado ya pasos firmes hacia la consecución de terapias? ¿O realmente ha sido la pandemia la que ha dado un impulso que no hubiera podido tener lugar de no haber sucedido?
Yes, correct, because there was already ongoing human clinical trials, so there were clinical trials ongoing, but obviously the pandemic and generating the vaccine, mRNA vaccine, accelerated. So the attention was there, and because it was so successful, so you could see that other major companies is acquiring RNA making unit, and you know, they are moving on this field, because even if the product is protein, with RNA, the screening and the evaluating is much faster. So it accelerates the production of and discovery, and this is cheap. The RNA is cheap, and it is very quickly can be made, and that makes it very appealing.